Okay, and let's just pull in here. We get a spot by the door so I don't have to walk to Kingdom Come just to get to the dang place. Ah, there's a good spot. It's always a good sight to see all mall. Too bad ain't no one with me. Could have been a fun day if I wasn't out of town. And not to mention Pawn. She's always a working away. Oh, bless her heart. Hell, if she was any good with the hoe, she'd be one heck of a farmer. Got herself a strong work ethic on that girl. Nah, it's okay. Little R&R by myself is good enough. Corn's in crazy demand, and I just sold my last ton of it. A girl like me needs to relax every now and then. And since ain't no one with me, I can go find my favorite place on earth. Ooh, boy, I'm excited. I haven't had it forever. There it is! Chad's Rebel Chicken! Woo-wee! I ain't had that in forever. Good old chicken made the southern way. Crispy, golden, delicious, mouth-watering, drool-making, bust the seams of your jeans chicken. I'm so ready. I'm shaking more than a June bug in a bird's nest. I'm so excited. I hope I can get a seat in a jiffy.
Howdy, welcome to Chad's Rebel Chicken.
Howdy, y'all busy today?
Oh, you know it. But don't worry that pretty little head. We can get you a table in a hurry.
Yes, ma'am.
Your server should be with you soon.
Much obliged. Oh man, I can smell it. All that greasy goodness frying back there. Reminds me of when I was a young buck back in West Virginia, when mama would fry us up something good after working on the fields all day. Whew, I'm fixing to eat so much. Look here, I'm a big girl. I got my combine paid off, hog barn finished, and all my crap sold so I can afford relaxing and a nice day off. Ain't I a little entrepreneur? Here comes waiter.
Welcome to Chad's Rebel Chicken. Realest southern chicken this side of the Cumberland Gap. What can I start you off with?
I'll take a Coke.
Alrighty then. Do you need some time or are you ready to order?
Oh no. I've been here so many times, I memorized the whole gosh darn menu.
Well then, whenever you're ready.
Let me get the, I'll mix it up this time. Let me get the 8-piece fried chicken platter. I'm thinking 2 breasts and, the rest drumsticks, if you will. And, I'd like a Stonewall style, if you could.
And you get your choice of 2 sides.
Let's see here. Let me get the loaded mac and cheese and, a side of onion rings.
Beer cheese or marinara for the onion rings?
Beer cheese, please.
All right, thank you. It's always nice to see a Southern Belle be able to put it away.
Oh, shucks. You're sweet. Hate to break it to you, but I'm a Yank.
Oh, great. I hope there isn't spit in your food.
Huh?
What? Well, just sit tight and your order will be right out.
Great, I'll be here.
You got a lot of stuff here.
You know me, I'm a big, strong cow girl. I rustle up one heck of a hankering for some good old southern chicken.
But, you're a horse, not a cow.
Okay, smart aleck, you know what I mean.
I got your 8-piece fried chicken right here. And we got your onion rings right here. And to finish it off, loaded mac and cheese. Do you need a refill on your drink?
Oh, yes, I've been sipping on this for a time.
All right, I'll get back to you in a jiffy.
Look at this. All this good old southern food. I'm going to leave here more bloated than hauling on feeding day. I can tell you that much. Goodness, this is so dang good. Gosh, all the sun is smacking my gullet. It's as good as I remembered. Best chicken this side of Mason Dixon. Goodness me. These onion rings. Kind of glad no one's sitting with me right now. The only people who can see me pig out are the people sitting right across from me.
Here's your Coke. Looks like you're enjoying your food.
Oh, Oh, it's amazing. Always is.
Well, I'll be around if you need anything.
So good. So good. Oh man, I'm full as a tick. This here soul food's gonna turn my backside into a bench breaking chair killer. As if my caboose wasn't big enough. All that wobbly horse wagon just jiggling about like a prize winning hog. God's worth it every time. I ain't building my section anymore either. I might be able to sneak this in. Ain't that one bad? Maybe if I lift my cheek, I could crack one more before I get cold. Gotta make some room somehow. All that heart of soul food's making my gut all talkative. Well, good. What would you like to say? Huh? Speak up. I'm listening. That's right. That was right. Dang. Damn it, the waitress is walking this way. Dang it.
Howdy, I hope your meal was. Do you smell that?
Huh? Smell what?
It's like this weird, hearty sort of smell.
If whatever that smell is ain't good, maybe you shouldn't be sniffing it.
I think I might know what it is. I've smelled this smell before.
Oh my god, you sniffed me. Oh, I smell like a septic tank. It's just right. Happy to sniff my farts, Angie. Hey, that smell, it's,
I got it! It's the okra in the back.
Yeah, totally. So, can I get the bill?
Certainly, here you go.
Much obliged. Okay, here you go. And, how's $10 for tip sound? That's the least I can give for huffing my butt most like that.
That sounds lovely. Thank you for dining at Chad's Rebel Chicken.
No, thank you. Have a good one. Dang, was that, good meal or what? Got me sounding like a foghorn back there, blasting my tail up in the air and everything. Whew, some big ones too. I've always loved the way Chad's makes my butt bark. Now, where to next? Oh, Al was telling me about some sort of rustic store just opened up on the fourth floor. Maybe I should check it out. Maybe not the stairs. Don't want to crop dust someone on the way up. Oh, I know. I'll take the elevator. Yeah, all right. Each and every gosh darn step making this here food baby kick, ain't it? Oh man, that's a bad one. Ain't no one hurt that, right? I certainly hope not. Alright, let's see here. Past Cure's Imports, just a hop, skip, and a jump past Threads and stuff. Golly, this place is huge. Like, I've been in here before, but dang, I never actually looked around. Hang right at Hans Sporting Goods. Try not to blow the back of my Daisy Dukes with the farts. Ah, there it is. Elevator. Whew, I'm excited to see this spot. I bet you they've got some super cute stuff. Maybe some rustic signs or something or other. I need a new triangle for calling the livestock. Hey, maybe they got one. Ain't no one in here either. I wonder why. Come to think of it, I didn't see many people even walking towards this thing. Weird. Wonder why. Well, guess it's good for me because I can do this. Ain't that something to write home about? Dang, Chad, really making me crank them out. Really warbling my butt, too. Let's hit this here button before someone walks in on this great little fart sauna we got going on here. Wow, look at that. You can see the entire mall from up here. Wow, it's huge. And everyone can see me. Everyone can see me. Everyone can see me. Oh man, I've always wanted to do this. I'm such a little devil. Gosh darn, do I have absolutely no impulse control. And there goes my dukes, and boink, there's my ass. Hey, neon sunsets, check me out. How you like my broadside? Y'all like this jiggling, wobbling plush horse butt? I look at it. All nice and toned. Those big old cheeks just smooshed against the glass. Did you listen to the sound of my wagon squeak against it? Oh gosh, look at everyone staring. Hey y'all, like the view down here? Hope them all likes my big juicy horse gal backside. Ooh la la, am I right? Look at my big wobbly horse butt. Ain't it adorable the way it jiggles? Oh man, this has been a good day already. It's just started. Ain't nothing can go wrong. Oh no, it all went wrong. Maybe this wasn't such a genius plan. Hey, now come on. Move, you hunk of junk. I've got my ass plastered to the glass here, and people are staring. How am I gonna make a quick escape and not get charged with public indecency now? Oh god, I can't make it in jail. Okay, calm down. You ain't going to the clink. Why in the world did the dang elevator stop? Wait, here's a sign on the door. Out of order? Really? Why on God's green earth would they put the damn sign on the inside of the elevator? If that ain't the simplest thing I ever... Ugh. All right. Let's just peel my ass off the glass. Oh man, I'm gonna get in so much trouble. Fiddlesticks! Wait. They only saw my backside, not my front side. That means they ain't seen my face. Okay. Wait a second. Maybe if I toss up a southern fried smokescreen in this here glass coffin, I could steam up the windows. Then ain't no one gonna see me. That's right, I could put all this gas to good use. All right. It's a long shot, but I think I can do it. Good thinking, Cherry. I'm a big girl. I've got some strong back drafts. Heck, I'll be farting like a Clydesdale in no time. All right, come on, good. Gurgle up all that greasy chicken. All that hearty cheese just making my gut act up. Oh man, I can feel it sit so heavy in my gut. All that fart fuel just is stewing away in there. Okay, look at that. We're making some progress. I can see the glass starting to sweat. I ain't come to think about it. I am too. Whew. Getting a little warm in here. But I guess having some swamp crack in this situation wouldn't be all bad. It might make my farts that much juicier. Alright, let's get her done. Gotta swampify my ass crack. On the bright side, they still smell like Chad's. Okay. Getting there. I can feel my ass getting a bit heated. Humid, hot, reeking, fart-laced ass sweat just staining up my pants. Oh, this is kinda hot. Shucks. Gosh darn it, why am I so weird? Oh dang. These are getting wet. Wait, they ain't sharps, are they? Let me just stick a finger back there and check. I ain't no mud in my muck trench. Let's keep them coming. Getting really steamy in here. I'm sweating like a pig. Not to mention it absolutely reeks in here. I ain't smell like chicken no more. Looks like the glass is pretty fogged up. I wonder if my rear exhaust was enough. Can't see out, which means they can't see in. Yeah, looks like I did it. A country girl can survive. But wait, what if when I get rescued, them doors just open and the responders are fixing to get smacked with just a wall of my butt fog? Oh goodness, what if it starts getting less humid in here and the fog starts to ease off the glass? Oh damn it, I ain't think this through at all. Well, maybe I ain't got to worry about the glass I'm fogging for a while. At least I get to have a little time by my lonesome. I can decompress without having to worry. Hey, now that I think about it, This ain't half bad. As long as I keep pumping out all that fog, I'll be right as rain. And it's warm enough in here. Heck, it's like my own sauna. My own personal stinking sauna. Heh, ain't that nice? Gosh darn, these sound horrible. I think I might be setting some new records here. Just a nice country girl with a super sweaty crack steaming up windows and blasting gas. Ah, ain't half bad. I love the way they wobble from out my cheeks. Gosh dang. Yeah. Let them first responders come. Let my butt funk smack him in the face. I ain't worried. I'm just a relaxing and cutting loose. Got a belly full of food and a gut full of gas. Now, if only I had some shine, this would be a perfect situation. Yeah, I think I can get used to this. Oh yeah, I could really get used to this.